Hello, I'm Angie.
And I'm Celeste.
And this is another episode of Double Brain Think Tank.
Whoa.
This episode, I'm thinking about Puerto Rico. We just came back from the Island of Enchantment.
Yes, we did. We came back from the Island of Enchantment. This is correct.
A journey in ethnically important.
It kind of sounds like you're reading off something, but I know you're not.
I mean, is that bad?
No, I think it's very fascinating.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about, like, you know, there's like the regular tourist spots that everyone tells you about, but you can, like, there's like pro tourist spots that people, you know,
oh yeah,
they're not letting you know about it, but they're out there, and ooh, they're, you know, there are these little secret tourist spots that you gotta check out.
So yeah, it's like La Casa del Whopper.
See, it's Love or Die. But like,
where is that? And like, it's near the Guarnica.
But there's so many Casa de Whoppers in Puerto Rico. It's not.
I think it's special.
La Casa de Whopper.
She can say it's not special, but it is so special. A Casa de Whopper can be something that is so special.
Our travel guide to Puerto Rico. You get there, you spend $4.45 on a cola champagne in the airport, and you get off that plane.
You don't have to buy that expensive.
You do if you're leaving and you want one last treat.
Yeah.
Which I did. I did. I'm not proud of it.
I mean, I wanted one last treat, and I regret nothing. I saved a lot of fun and money staying with family. By that, I mean my parents.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I allow myself some indulgences, yes.
Yes, yes, this is very true. Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, these are like the extreme guide for, you know, cool teens that are going. So, you know, there's some places I would suggest. I would say the parking garage in San Juan.
Yeah.
Not San Juan itself, but that specific parking garage that has, like, it had a van in it that was somewhat fuzzy and broken down, and the tires were flat, and people had written on the dust on it, but it was closed, and it was just taking up a parking space.
Oh, yeah, there was this car that looked like it had been there for, like, months, and it was so dusty that people were just, like, writing, like, you know,
it was filthy. It was really, really, really disgusting.
It was kind of awesome. I was like, yo, did someone just leave their fuck? Yeah, they fucking died.
They started a new life.
Like, they're just like collecting.
You know, like when you see like a Jason Bourne movie and they have like a new identity and they leave the car behind, and like, that's the car that was left behind by a secret agent, and it's just, like, rotting in there.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, it's, like, a really shitty van. It's, like, it's not the CIA or FBI or something. It's, like, literally some shit that's, like, who the fuck?
Oh, no, I mean, like, a secret agent. Like, a secret agent wouldn't have a special car.
It's, like, the most fucking low-down version of a government agency.
Unless the secret agent was Batman.
I think it was a secret agent that's broke as fuck.
It's probably most of them. I can't imagine they make a lot of money, because it would raise suspicion if they did.
But I mean, like, even a normal amount, like, I think that that person is living in poverty. I don't think they can afford to get their car out. I'm sorry.
I choose to believe it's a secret agent who abandoned it because they were being chased.
Yeah.
I don't choose to believe that somebody just couldn't afford it anymore. I choose the whimsical.
I mean, even the secret agent is fucking broke. I mean, you can just look and see that the agent is broke. Whoever owns that shit is broke as fuck. I mean,
I choose the whimsical answer.
I mean,
I'm clicking the whimsical button.
It can still be whimsical, and they can be broke as fuck. There's no separating line there. Like, you know, contains multitudes.
When you contain multitudes.
I like when I do something to be silly and then someone mocks it, and then it's like, haha, that's silly. It's like, yeah.
That's why I did it, ho.
I literally made it silly. Like when I was like,
sorry about that, you know, some microphone malfunctions, drama. We microphone drama.
Yeah, we have to beat the hell out of that microphone. You know how it is when you're mother to a microphone and you don't want to go to jail.
It's a really sad experience.
You know, prisons are the only places they really have payphones left. It's like what you have to do to get a little touch of nostalgia.
They used to have them at the mall until very recently.
They at our mall?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. For real, I'm dead serious. It was near the bathrooms, near the entrance.
Oh, it's been a few years ago then.
Yeah, I'd say like maybe 3 years since they last had it, but it was pretty recent.
Wow. Well,
like I was surprised to see them.
Puerto Rico at that plaza with all the pigeons, Las Palomas.
See, that's never done. All the Palomas.
And then you could just go to the payphones near there.
Yeah, and like, call up your pigeon.
I'm in the pigeon pit.
Call up your pigeon friends.
Yeah.
Chat them up.
I would simply talk to them because they're behind you. Hey, man, your pigeons are right behind you.
Yeah, I don't want to freak you out or anything, but you're surrounded by pigeons.
I don't want you to freak the hell out, but your pigeons are right behind you.
Some guy, like, screaming and crying and thinking he's melting because he's surrounded by pigeons.
What about that would make you think you're melting?
I don't know. Maybe he has diseases.
He has diseases. Pigeon diseases.
Diseases of the mind.
Yeah, now that you say it like that, maybe he does have diseases of the mind.
I think another hot spot is there were four dogs in the parking lot of the mall, and they were all different breeds. It was very beautiful and diverse.
Yeah.
I thought that was lovely. Thing. Oh, that means that's like the noise. It's like eclipse if it hits the red.
Oh, I see.
So you don't want it to hit the red.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm explaining audio to Celeste. There's yeah, that little understand. Audio
I was
thing.
Like, what is this noise I'm hearing? You know.
Oh. Yeah, okay, I get you.
I was being silly. I hope that's
you
okay.
You were so very silly.
I don't know if that's allowed.
Somebody fucking arrest me. Somebody fucking arrest me.
Yeah.
I'm going to freaking jail.
You are going to freaking jail.
I'm freaking You're going to
bad bad Paloma jail where all the pigeons are. All the pigeons that have abandoned their cars are put in jail.
You know, what if you open the door of that car and it was just first of all, it smells terrible, and there's hundreds of pigeons in it.
We went to purgatory, and there were baddies, and I had all these pimple patches on my face, and I was like, hello?
They don't know what purgatory... Purgatory is a coffee chain in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, but I was like, hello?
She was like, hello. She acted just like that, actually.
And they were like, hi, we're freaking... We're all crazy alternative. You wouldn't get it, man. And I'm like, okay, but can I have a beverage, please? And then they gave us the beverages, and I was like, wow. Why do the girls with the crazy, crazy little haircuts never come into my work? I'm so freaking mad.
Well, I feel like
and I kicked a big jar and I hurt my toe.
And then she cried.
And then I cried.
In front of all
just
the
tell women. Me how far to kick this can, man. I don't need any other instruction.
And then she cried and I had to take her home. And I did that little thing where people slap their babies' backs when they're crying and stuff.
No, you had to put me in a hot shower or a hot steaming tub, and I was crying very hard. And you said, it's gonna be okay, Celeste, and wipe my tears away.
I did say all these things.
And I was like, only a mother's love can really heal me, and it did. And now I'm healthy.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mother. You're my mother spiritually. That's what I'm done.
Let's see. I don't know. I'm a little brain fried, but it's like, damn. It's Brown so fried. Cold here Brown in the U.S. Fried. We should be less cold. You but actually, should. Global warming's got it in the
bag. I was saying that. I was like, all we gotta do is kind of wait.
Yeah, it's about to be...
gonna be hot as
so fuck. So Puerto Rico and fucking Connecticut.
And it's gonna be worse because we have, like, a lot of fucking muggy humidity up here. At least down there you get the ocean breeze, you know?
I love the ocean breeze. You're making me, like, I didn't want to leave, obviously, but, like, usually when people say that, they're staying at a resort and they have, like, servants and shit, and it's like, yeah, of course you wouldn't want to leave. You're living a feudal person's dreams. But I have dreams. To
listen to my parents yell.
Yeah, we literally were just in the sunshine, but same scenario, sunshine, but it was so nice.
Yeah. Home is where the heart is, as they say.
That is so true. That's so true. That when you said that, that was really true.
I actually made that up.
That was like fire. No one ever
said that before.
Yeah, you should trademark that.
I'm not going to. I'm going to let the people have it. Just like the guy who made the polio vaccine. It's free for everyone.
That's nice. Rated E for everyone.
Yeah.
Much just, like the polio vaccine.
Just like these kisses.
I mean, they're not for everyone.
I mean, mine are. I'm so lonely, you guys.
I am choosing to ignore this.
I'm joking. I'm not lonely at all.
How can you be?
I'm so full.
How can you be lonely when you have your loving sister next to you?
There's, you know, there's different kinds of lonely.
Yeah, I know. But you didn't specify, so.
Well, also.
I'm sitting here waiting.
You be in your room a lot with Zenobia, and I'm just like, damn.
Well, not as of recent.
Not as of recent, no. No, but usually I'm just like, damn.
You can always text me, if you want to reach
Cinderella
me.
Cinderella or some shit in here, just, like, alone. Yeah, she was kind of lonely, but she wasn't... I don't know, I haven't read that story in a long time.
It's not really what you're going for.
I don't really know her deal. I feel like she was dealing with a lot of stuff, a lot of complicated stuff, and no, it's not what I'm saying, but... You know, it could be involved in a sort of abridged, like, Wicked-esque version of her life.
That is a lot. I am, you've, like, brain-fried me. I feel like my brain is bacalao, which is a Puerto Rican dish.
Wow.
It's fried fish.
Bacalao.
I'm being informative. It's a travel guide.
Bacalao.
Another place I would suggest is, you know, the retirement home my abuelo resides in, because it just is weird in there.
Retirement home is like, do you go there after you retire?
Oh, I don't know. An old folks home, I guess.
Yeah.
I really don't know what else to call it.
La Casa de los Viejitos. Like, kind of like the Casa of Whoppers, but...
Yeah, the Casa of Whoppers. It's like the same thing, but they're less meaty.
And they're... That's really
it's much old. More bones.
Yeah. I love bones. You know, I'm quite a bony girl myself. Maybe I belong there.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do belong there. Have you ever thought about you belonging
even
there?
Even though I'm a hovet.
La Casa de Bones.
La Casa del Huesos.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to wrap this one up. Just as a short episode, but, you know, we'll have some more soon.
Yeah, it's got to be
We've been
short.
Planning something special.
Yeah,